The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We are Living by the Word Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to one cause. That cause is the truth given in the Holy Bible, which we believe is the inerrant and infallible Word of God, conferred to man to live by. We let the Word of God be the final authority as to what is or is not true. We strongly feel that if we do not expose false doctrine, we only encourage it. This ministry is designed to challenge you from an apologetic point of view. 1 Peter 3:15 instructs us to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. This is Michael Tinsley. Please stay tuned while we arm you, the believer, to keep living by the Word. It's the noble thing to do.
Welcome to the Bible Information Brokers. My name is Eric Stanton. I will be one of your hosts this evening, actually. I want to say happy July 2nd. We've got 2 days before we celebrate the independence of our country. Before I go any further, let me give you, we're going to have a little bit of a different show here. Once again, Professor Hawkins is still in Nepal. I believe this is, it's morning there right now. This will be the last full day of the mission trip they're on, and they'll be traveling later today, right? I believe at 6 o'clock their time. So we want to keep them in prayer, and in just a minute I'm going to ask Daryl, my other teammate, to pray for them and for this show. But let me give you the number for those that want to call, and that number is 888-995-5552. Once again, 888-995-5552. And as I say, if it makes it a little easier for you, 888-995-KKLA. And now I'm going to throw it to Daryl here in a minute, asking for prayer. And also, he's going to give us a little bit of a rundown on how the show is going to be a little different tonight. So, Daryl, what say you this evening?
What I say? Anyway, the show is going to be, Eric, appreciate that. But let's start off in a word of prayer and just saturate this whole broadcast with prayer, and especially for our listening audience and the teammates, who I call the listening audience, and also for our teammate, Professor Craig, and his team coming back from Nepal. And prayerfully, the ministry that they went out there for, TOT, was successful, and that he would have successful traveling. Because we've been through dramatic scenes, and we'll talk about that all the time. Craig went to Nepal for the last couple of times. Our particular ministry was hit with some, what we would call, humanly speaking, tragedies. But from the perspective of the people that it was affected, you know, like for us to die is gain, right? And so we'll talk about that as well. But right now, let's just go before the throne of God with prayer to consecrate this time that we have together. Lord, you already know what's going to go on tonight. You knew what was going to go on tonight before the foundation of the world. That's the God you are, an infinite God, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present at all times. I can't even fathom what that means, Lord, but you ask us to pray. You ask us to come to you in prayer, pray at all times. So this particular prayer I'm asking to you, Lord, and is for us to glorify you. We want to dedicate this time to glorify you in a sincere, honest, and succinct way, with everyone examining themselves on the format that I'm going to present tonight. The reason for that, Lord, is we have the privilege and opportunity to have a professor who's traveling, and we ask for his traveling grace, your traveling grace on the whole team to get them back safely to their families, and that whole ministry, training of trainers, TOT as we call it, and all the various ministries that are associated with not only Professor Hawkins but also Eric and myself. Lord, that you would bless, that you would just receive our offer, receive our work in ministry. And Lord, even for this broadcast, the few hours that we have to do this show, I'm asking you, Lord, that your will might be done, that everyone might take seriously and intently what their purpose is in this broadcast. Is it just listening? Is it just receiving? Or is it participation? Is it giving? The very least we know, it is always praying. No matter what, we solicit the prayers of every single person under the sound of my voice, no matter where they are in the world. For this broadcast in particular, and if they happen to listen to the shows on archive shows, that they would pray for each and every person that they would hear or would be associated with this broadcast, be it the staff, be it the team, be it the engineers, be it the producers, be it the listening audience, be it those teammates. Everyone is a team. We're trusting and praying, Lord, even the unbelievers in particular that listen to this broadcast, even faithfully over the years, over the weeks, over the months, whatever length of time. Lord, I just ask and pray by your spirit, things might get done. And we can trust in that, not in ourselves, but trusting in that you would work out all things together for good, for those that love you and for those that are called according to your purpose. And it is our intent and our purpose to live that out by your power and your help. And we want to give you the glory. We want to give you the praise. We want to give you the honor. And we ask, after doing all that, could we be edified, Lord? Could we grow up in our most holy faith? And no matter what type of broadcast we do, so that we might learn more of you through each other. And of course, through your word. Ergo, Living by the Word Ministries, Bible Information Brokers, we dedicate this time to you. In Jesus' matchless and precious name, amen.
Amen. Hey, Daryl, before we go any farther, can I give a little shout-out here?
Shout-out?
I forgot to, yeah. I wanted to say we have a distinguished honor here to have the master extraordinaire engineer, Mr. JJ, Josh Jacobs, there with us tonight.
My son.
And I'm not talking about the Josh Jacobs that plays for the Raiders.
I'm so sorry. I'm not him, number 28. But we do have birthdays in February. He's February 11th. I'm February
14th. That's my birthday, February 11th.
Oh, here we go. I love live radio. Here we go already.
Okay. I'm sorry. I started.
No, and that's what I want.
No, we are very blessed and honored to have JJ with us. JJ, how many years have you been doing this?
Oh, man.
Sorry, I think we embarrassed him.
I've been an engineer here for about 28 years now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All of Living by the Word Ministries' career.
Yeah, exactly. Even before it was called Living by the Word.
Exactly. And JJ, producer JJ, Josh Jacobs, as you gave his whole name out, is my son, my radio son and studio son. So, son, get to work. Let's do what we have to do, all right?
I just wanted to give him props.
No, that's
really
good.
Really appreciate you, JJ.
Right. And whatever reason Ozzy is not here with us, we appreciate Ozzy as usual,
definitely.
Brother. Hopefully it's not nothing other than just a day off and just be well, brother, be well. Yes. We miss you already, but not so much that brother JJ can't handle business. So
we kind of had a lead into what you were going to talk about when we mentioned that you and JJ have been here. The length of time was Living by the Word, so...
All of it.
Tell us about and even that. Before.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, Eric, because one of the things I would like to do is give a little brief history of Living by the Word, and then Living by the Word where the emphasis is on ministries. And that's what I want to emphasize today to our listening audience, because, Eric, I don't know if people know this, the history of Living by the Word is that I'm one of the founders, one of the namers of it. We was just going to call it Living by the Word, and I'm the one who came up, and it's not because I'm saying it other than the facts of the matter. I came up with the idea of ministries because we were more than just a fellowship, a church, that type of thing. We intended to get God's word out in any kind of way it did. We used to go out all over the city, all over the state, and any place we could get to and deal with people that's going to live events, and we will be out there interviewing people in the streets. We've been to so many different places, and producer JJ, my son, can tell you about some of the things. I may have him share some of the stories that he has about the people that we've had on this broadcast. But he knows I will cut him off because I got control of this thing. No, he actually got control, so I got to be careful. But the board, that's right. I got to be careful what control I have. I don't have as much control as I thought. But anyway, he's been around, man, and he's seen the this ministry and what it's all about. But folks, let me just share with you the whole idea about Living by the Word. That is the most important thing right there. And the question, you can put a question mark behind it, Eric. And this is for the listening audience. And here's how you can participate today. As you examine yourself through the questions that we will have, the statements that's coming out, the various things, I want you to take an opportunity to sincerely examine yourself. And here's the first question. Are you living by the word? And how are you living by the word? What is your ministry or ministries? How are you doing that? Like they talk about in Ephesians that we're saved by grace through faith. And yes, verse 10 then talks about to do the works that God had already prepared for the believer. If you are a believer, and if you are, you have spiritual gifts. We're going to talk about things that happen, like I was telling you about what happened in church today in regards to the sermon. In regards to ministry is more than just a single individual. Unfortunately, we do a lot of icon Christianity today, and I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I want to go back to the idea since 1997, living by the word ministry, ministries, plural, was designed to challenge every single person that when you come to church, it's not just about coming to church, but God has gave each and every one of you desires of your heart that he put in there yourself, or that you ask God to give you what you desire. And if you've done that and you've done one or the other is happening now, whether you accepted that God is putting a desire on your heart or whether you have solicited God about the desire that is on your heart to do what? Since you're a believer, to do kingdom business. And that is exactly what we're going to be talking about today. And so living by the word ministries is just that. If you listen to the opening has an interesting story to it, too, on how Michael Tinsley,
yes.
And J.J., remember Mike very well, used to work with him, was a buddy of mine. We actually played on the same church team of basketball. He was with the bigger guys. I was with the smaller guys. Go ahead, J.J.
Yeah, in fact, Michael was a salesperson with our sister station, the old 1390 K-Lite, for about 3 years. He got to know him pretty well. Really nice man.
Yeah.
Really tall, like you said. And sadly, he passed away back in 2004.
Yeah.
And he had gotten engaged. And,
yes, man.
We lost a lot of people here at Salem, L.A. back in 2004, I remember.
Indeed.
And that was just a shocker.
See, that was my man. Like I said, we played basketball. I won't mention the churches that I was associated with because that's not so much important, but the association with believers in Christ. We are the church. Mm-hmm. Fellow believers in Christ, we're the church. And Mike and I played let's put it this way, a semifinal championship game, Eric, whereby we had an occasion whereby he fouled me at the end of the game. Towards the end of the game. And I was a pretty good free thrower. If Brian was here, he knows what's happening. He knows what's up with that. But I was a pretty good free thrower. So Michael fouled me. And I, on camera, we got to find this film. And I was sure to. It's on a VHS. They still have those around. If I can find that VHS tape, and Brian used to talk about it, oh, Daryl made that last second shot. It's okay. But I fell into Michael's arms because he was so big and he hit me. I just wanted to make sure the referee gave me the call. And he hit me so hard. I fell forward. He caught me. Then I fell backward and he caught me again. Then when they lifted me back up, I kind of smiled and went to the free throw line. And our team that was in the same church defeated his team. That's the Michael Tinsley story. But then he was still gracious enough to do our opening for us. And that opening that you hear is my writings to Michael to do his words.
Well, one thing that because I came much later along,
yes.
And I always heard that opening, and then when I heard the story of it, I think it's so profound that you still use his tape as tribute to him, to always be remembered. And it's we're never going to change there. We're never going to get there.
Well,
right?
I'll never say never, but your best friend, your buddy Brian, before he went on to be with the Lord a year and a half ago now.
Oh yeah, I remember one time
we got into it all the time because it was my writings. Uh-huh. Michael was my boy, and I said, "Well, we need to consider changing it." And he said, "Just what you say now." So I think his spirit is inundating your mind now.
I remember at one point I just suggested that we might change it, and oh boy, I would never do that.
You saw the venom come out between
Brian and reach down from heaven right now and grab me. Don't you touch that.
Exactly. Because you and I were thinking alike, but then Brian wanted to come in there and do it. I'm looking at his picture right here now. He wanted to come in there and say, no, we're never going to change that either. We're never going to change that. I didn't say I promise, but like I said, he can't do nothing about it now. So if we decide to change it, but no,
I'm
it was.
Fine with it
but the, but the opening, no, the opening is fine, and we probably won't change it. And JJ's back there laughing because he knows some of the history behind it.
I remember the debates you were having behind yes. the scenes right there.
Yes. See, we allow some of these guys to come into our business, you know, because we are the body of Christ, and if you're with the body of Christ, it's no shame. God knows, but we don't let them into everything. But as far as Michael Tinsley and that opening, we're just gonna continue to honor that until such time the Lord. Put it on whoever's heart, and we you agree unanimously to change it.
Well, for right now, I say amen to
it. Amen. So, you know, and folks, as I was saying about living by the word, that's the whole crux of what we do this ministry about. And if you're calling in, we appreciate your patience tonight. We're going to bring you on, but we're going to bring you on this wise. So if you have a question that you would normally have, or you have something you want to say in regards to what you called in about today, I'm going to ask that you would reconsider what your question is tonight. If it's a question that we can deal with next week, if the Lord willing, the professor be back, we'll deal with those type of questions or questions that professor can deal with, and we'll deal with it on a regular show basis. But tonight is all about you, the listening audience, and about us as far as ministries and living by the word and how God is moving upon the heart of each and every listener to do something in the Lord. You know, we're called, again, the sermon today at church at Lincoln Avenue in Pasadena, where I attend, it was dealing with Colossians 4. And I was sharing with Eric earlier before the broadcast that it's just amazing how things come into play. And Pastor had no idea what I wanted to talk about this today on our broadcast. And Pastor Cooper's been here, you know, one week, a couple of weeks ago. And we're going to see about possibly, you know, if we could all agree that get him back on every now and then. Because what he's doing, he's going through school, he's getting his doctorate and things like that. But we can talk about that later. The biggest issue that I have with living by the word, not the ministry, is the ministries aspect of it. And Eric, you know, I've been fighting you, and I'm going to turn the mic over to you and let you share and give the people an idea of how serious I am since 1997, even before, how when I came into Christ in the late 70s, how I saw that people just sit, and we've had conversations about people bring people to church to get saved and all those things. I would ask people, well, don't you know the word? You can't talk to these people about bringing people. You're bringing all these unsaved people to church. You mean you're going to be able to close your eyes and pray? Because if I brought some of my unsaved friends to church, I would have to keep all my eyes open because the ladies would be in trouble. You know, and that's what I used to ask when I was just coming up in the Lord and learning that people really put a lot on the preacher. And if you're so inclined, just go to a Lincoln Avenue church and listen to the sermon today of Pastor Cooper on Facebook. And you will hear how he's saying that ministry is predicated upon many workers. Many workers in ministry, because the pastor doesn't have all the spiritual gifts. The pastor don't run everything. Some pastors don't even have the administration. They should be just teaching that word and praying. Now, I'm not saying how you run your church is not wrong or anything, but the idea that one man or one person should be running everything or doing everything is counterintuitive and counter-Bible. You can just read what we talked about today.
Counterintuitive to the Bible, counterintuitive to church
in general. And counterintuitive to wisdom. Why would you want one person to be responsible? If you have a medium-sized to a super mega church, how can one person deal with that? They can't.
No, they can't. In fact, I remember a couple of years ago, there was a young men's group that was having a gathering at my church one afternoon. We had a barbecue, swimming, and I go to Christian Assembly in Eagle Rock, and Bo, who's the head of the young adults group, Fusion, just said point blank, he said, folks, don't rely on me your time with God. He was very just to the point, which I thought was great. I was so grateful that that Bo said that.
And that's the whole thing, living by the word ministry. That's one thing, no matter, even though I'm the last original guy here and everybody's going to do different things, it talks about that in Colossians, how Paul and Barnabas and Mark and all those guys, they have separations and they come back together. But the body of Christ is the body of Christ. No matter if you do ministry together with a particular person and you have disputes that you're working out or you should be working out, or they have separations for various reasons, ministries take on different looks and different faces. Eric, you already know, and in your experience in life, that everybody's not going to agree with everything, but one thing we can agree with, the Word of God does talk about spiritual gifts that every believer has, and if they're not exercising their spiritual gift, I'll say it this way, they're sitting on their spiritual assets. Why is that the wrong thing to do, Eric?
What is it? Oh, to count on our what we
sit on your spiritual assets.
Well, God gives you those gifts for a reason, as you say, He doesn't want you to sit there and hold on to them. He gives you because He wants you to use them, display them,
exercise those gifts
ultimately for His glory,
His glory, and the edification of the church.
Exactly.
Because what your gift is and what my gift is may be different, but if you don't do your gift and I don't do my gift, then we're not being fulfilled from a biblical perspective. And that's why I think the analogy of the body of Christ is so important. Can you imagine that a part of your body is not working? That's why I talk about how one part is not necessarily more important. Not more important than the other part. And some parts are more sensitive than other parts. Can you imagine not having your hands or your thumb or your finger or a toe? Your body is off. Mm-hmm. We depend, man. I'm trying to imagine. I'm right-handed. I'm trying to imagine trying to wash the left side of my body without my right hand. You know, come on now. This is just almost practical, and God used those type of anthropomorphic expressions in the Word of God to let us know who and how we are. So I want you to give a little history about how you came to be involved with Bible Information Brokers to Living by the Word Ministries, and then we can then invite the people. I'm challenging the people about their involvement, how long they've been listening to this broadcast, and what have this broadcast meant to them, and the encouragement on what they will be doing ministerially wise because of the Word of God.
Eric. Well, actually, I'm gonna change your question a little bit. But one thing that when I first came on, I was a little confused by it too. Is we're living by the Word, but we're Bible information brokers too, and you have not yet explained how that correlates or what's the difference between the two. So I'm going to throw it back at you for
chunk
an explanation there, and then we'll come back
good
with your question.
And that's an excellent thing. But let's just do it the way you even explained it when you opened up the show.
Because I think it's kind of confusing.
Well, the way you opened up the show is very clear and concise.
Okay.
It's Living by the Word Ministries as a parent. Look at it as a parent, and then all the so-called ministries under it. I'm only using the expression under it because of the structure, as it were. Under the parents, you have the children. But the children, as it were, are the various ministries. So Living by the Word Ministries, of which Bible Information Brokers is one ministry.
Part of the ministries, yes.
And those that would be involved of the ministry, like the Bible Information Brokers, when Brian was alive, Craig, you, myself, we are all that team, and we're responsible for that ministry. Bible Information Brokers is not responsible for the teen day ministries where we teach teenagers all the way up to young adults how to do radio, how to do interviews and things like that. Danny Pettigrew and Rodney Allen Rippey, those guys run that part of the ministry like that. FSF, we like to use those initials, means family serving families. That's my particular ministry whereby we raise money, get money, and consider the whole world as available to call us and tell us they have a need. Now, when I say this, watch the phone start ringing off the hook, talking about, you mean to tell me that's available where I can get some money from you guys to pay my bills? Yes, please call, because you're going to have to deal with me and deal with the whole aspect of it. Not in a negative sense, but in a sense to see why you have a need and can we
so
help you with that need.
Let's put it more earthly. Explain yourself.
You said it the way I would say it. That's more country like me. That's not your way.
I can hear you saying
yes,
that in my ear.
I have said as such because.
Explain yourself.
And I would say this, man, and this is my heart and soul on this. When I came into Christianity, I saw how the body of Christ, it's like people were just playing games and the church is open for a bunch of scams. I mean, I've always said that. And I said, Lord, I want to be able to work in ministry where money is never an issue for me. And that's my story, which I'll get to later. I'm going to throw it back to you to tell your story, but the whole idea about the family serving family is predicated about what I seen years ago when I first came into Christianity. Mm-hmm. And the games I've seen being a police officer and the games I'm seeing in life as an older individual now, people are playing those games and still do with the body of Christ. And God tells us how we're supposed to deal with each other. He tells us how we're supposed to deal with each other. There's a thing called the widow. Help the widower.
Yes.
The widow indeed. That means you had some qualifications to helping people. You know, what the Bible talks about, you don't work, you don't eat. We might want to consider that, but that's another story. Tell us about you and how you came about.
Darrell, there's really not much story. I became involved in Bible Information Broker Living by the Word through Brian, who, as we mentioned, was my best friend. Mm-hmm. We actually go back to probably junior high school.
Oh, man.
And we lived one street over, one block up from each other. And we actually weren't really that close back then.
Right.
Kind of, we went to different high schools, junior high schools. And then we kind of lost track of each other through the years. And we actually came together through both ending up at Core Church.
Okay.
And we, you know, reconnected, and we started becoming closer and closer together. And then he asked me to be a part of the broadcast, and I'm very honored that he did.
And when he forced you on us, oh, I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. Hey, JJ, when he forced this screener on us, I said, who is this cat, man? You know, we can't have anybody here older than me.
Hi, this is Pastor Sheffield. I'm telling you, he's really good, man. I'm telling you, he's wonderful.
As he's doing
well,
his
didn't fully vet me. That's what it was.
Well, see, and we were trusting Brian until we found out about you. Then you turned out to be all right. So we're good. We're happy with this choice.
I take that as a very good compliment.
It certainly is. Trust me. It certainly is. But ladies and gentlemen, that's kind of where we want to go. And if you've been associated with Living by the Word Ministries, Bible Information Brokers, through the broadcast, through the Facebook, through the various medias that we may have, because I understand that before Brian passed, we're still finding out Spotify and other places that we have platform on our archive shows, people are hearing about it through various means. We're definitely continuing what Brian did as far as getting the word out there about Bible Information Brokers, because we believe that the way that we deal with not just subjects per day, but where we deal with questions of multiple subjects as the people call in, or as we bring questions to the table from our various lives, or things maybe going on in our lives that we want to talk about, we're not stuck on a subject per day, because everybody may not be interested in that subject, but people have an opportunity to be participants in this broadcast. And so, Eric, here's my assignment to everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone, every chicken in the barnyard. And this is basically to save people. Because the unsaved is what we have this broadcast for, to answer questions, to let the word of God go out. And maybe an unbeliever, by God's Spirit, we just give the gospel out. And then we give the word of God out, answering questions. And maybe those same questions that get answered may be used by God to bring someone to the kingdom. Because that's the way it's done. We're not responsible for anyone getting saved, but we are responsible for disseminating the word of God in its proper context to then put it out there, whereby the Holy Spirit then will take care of all that. We water our plant, what is already watered. And I mean, we water our plant, and then God gives the increase. God gives the increase. So your little brief story, thanks a lot for, you know, through Brian coming in here.
And well, that's what it was.
I mean, that's okay. I mean, we've not.
Give me a little more time and I'll come up with something.
Well, I know you want to get a little more detail into it.
Yeah.
But I think that one of the things, like I told the people I want to do, is if you're listening to us now and you're saying, come on, guys, now, this has got to be more than about that. Well, here's why it's serious for you to consider. No matter where you go to church, no matter where you fellowship, if you're just sitting there receiving, think about any part of your body that just does that and does not function for what it was called to do. So if you're a believer, then you were indeed called to do something. Because my understanding of what the Bible says, every believer has a spiritual gift. Every single one. You may have more than one, but you have at least one. And if you're not exercising that spiritual gift, no matter in a fellowship or at church or a Bible study or something, gifts, all kind of the various spiritual gifts that they have, but there's also some general things that the Bible tells us all to do. You may not have the spiritual gift of giving, let's say, for an example. I'll just give it. I think that's one of my spiritual gifts, because people that know me know I'll just give it away almost to where I get in trouble, but it's not ever trouble, because God takes care of it all the time, every single time. And I'm going to get into that a little bit, because if you're looking at Facebook, you see this wild-looking hat on top of my head, and I ask you guys to participate with that double ambassador idea, and I'm going to go with double ambassador instead of ambassador double for my ministry that deals with ambassador for Christ, and is no longer ambassador for golf, son. It is now ambassador for sports. Because that expands it. And that came through you, the listening audience, encouraging that double ambassador. And that stems from Living by the Word, ministries aspect, and that's my ministry. So double ambassador is my ministry to go out into the world and do just what God would have me to do, which I will share a little bit more about it. Because as far as I'm concerned, as old as I am, almost into my 70 years old, just like you are, just like you, the gray-haired guy right there with me.
What are you talking about, Willis?
I'm just talking about what I see. I'm a referee, right? I call it like I see it.
And I'm say a what?
I'm a retired officer of the court, so I have to really call it like I see it. So, you know. And what you talking about, Willis? I like that.
And Willis always used to say, say what?
Say what? And so the idea about ministries is so, so serious. So, Eric, I'm going to throw it back to you again, and you and I have had conversations. So why don't you share with the people, and then we'll kind of go back and forth. And we're going to open up the lines right now. Give the number out right now for them to call in. And we want you to call in about what God is calling you to do. Ministerial, if you're a believer.
You're just throwing it all at me tonight.
No, I'm throwing it at you because you're right here. But the point I'm trying to make is it's about what you believe God would have you to do ministry-wise, and then through his word and the ministry he would have you to do, he's going to bless those things, whether you put it on your heart or whether it's something that you ask God to bless because it is from your heart. But the number that
so the number to call.
That's not a hard thing to do, is it?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I could do that in my sleep, I think. 888-995-5552. 888-995-5552 or 888-995-KKLA.
All right, folks, and you actually can call now, but I only want you to call in if you want to share about what Living by the Word Ministries, Bible Information Brokers has meant to you if you've been listening, no matter what length of time, and that you kind of know what God would have you to do ministry-wise, or you're already doing it. I'm not asking you to call and promote your website and do all this other thing. We want to verify anything that comes across. But just give the general idea about what God is having you to do without, say, promoting it, without us doing some vetting. So just honor that situation. But we want to hear from everyone that wants to share, because that's what it's all about, to talk about what God is calling you to do because of his word, not just being saved and not just going to church and receiving, not just going to Bible study and hearing, but actually participating. I'll give you a simple example that we have of Living by the Word, our Bible Information Brokers. When Brian was dealing with the Bible study, mm-hmm. Brother Sal took over. You know what I'm saying? Brother Sal took over. He's not trying to say he's on the same level of Craig, Brian, or anybody else. It's not about being on levels. It's about stepping in there and doing something. If you're just receiving, man, something is wrong with that situation. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to scold you. We're just simply trying to tell you that you were called, you were saved to do good works while you're here. And you're going to be rewarded for that. But you're also going to be suffering reward for those things that you're not doing with a sincere heart. That's one point that we can make. But please, share with the people, Mr. Stanton.
You're going to be mad at me tonight, Daryl, because I'm going to go on my own little thing here for a second.
Well, as usual. No. See, that's what I get.
We've been a little more than half an hour on the show. I just wanted to explain with the format that we're using tonight, and he would probably be mad at me for saying this, but the professor, you know, is in Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
Professor has, was it 5 degrees?
Okay.
I think he's he's here answering questions, Bible questions,
mm-hmm.
as Michael Tinsley says, with gentleness and respect. We all do that. And we are taking calls for what you've been talking about. We're not taking Bible questions.
Right, that's for this particular show.
We don't want to dishonor our callers by not giving them full answers the way that Craig would be able to.
Well, that's part of it, though. That's part of it.
Yeah, and I mean, me personally, I always tell you, I'm the second oldest of the team, but I'm the baby when it comes to my biblical knowledge, my biblical acumen. So I don't want to dishonor anybody by trying to answer a question fully the way he would.
And that's the key.
So I just feel like I wanted to explain our format tonight.
And that's perfectly fine, because the whole idea is that everyone has, like we said earlier, a different spiritual gift.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to avoid your, you know, what you.
No, you, I, you look like you were, so I'm gonna get right back to you. Remember what my question was? Because I don't want to go by that old man memory stuff that you and I both deal with sometimes. So JJ, if he doesn't remember, remind him what my question was to him. If he doesn't remember, because he don't seem like he want to answer it without talking. I asked. That's three times I ask him.
You getting the clue there?
Well, no, it reminds me of what, like you said, you know, if you don't know the answer, if somebody asks you a challenging question,
yes,
the best thing to say is, if you don't know, you know, let me think about that because I can't give you the exact answer. It's better than trying to give an answer not knowing what you're talking
about. Faking and
shaking. You know, basically, you know, and also be a Berean. Don't just take my word for it, but look it up yourself.
Just look it up. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So go ahead and call in. I see some people calling in. Ted, I see you there, and I hope you have not a question that you normally have, but a comment about ministry and what you are going to be doing ministerially wise for the body of Christ. So please call 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552. And if you want to go on Facebook and post your questions, or not question, but you post what you're going to be doing ministry, we're going to ask for that too. But let me say one more thing before you get to it. Please, 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 we want to know what you're going to be doing with your commitment to Bible Information Brokers. And here's the three ways that you can commit. And everyone should be able to do this. Every believer should be able to do this, which is to pray for this ministry. You don't need to have the spiritual gift of bringing down Jerusalem or anything like that. You pray for this ministry. Everybody can do that. Everybody can't necessarily give financially. That's not a problem, but you can pray. So we're going to ask that people, like a roll call, check in so we can get 1,000 calls. If you want to call or you want to place on our Facebook page or Truth Social or all those other medias that we have, you can then post on there what you're going to be doing going forward. Because what it does is it encourages us to know that people are out there actually listening and being blessed. We see the people that give. They send their money. So we know who you are. God knows who you are. And so if you're a giver, if you're a participator on the broadcast by calling in, sending, you know, participating in the broadcast with questions and things like that, that's participation. But we want to know what you want to do or what you're going to do continually. Everyone should be sending us a note saying they're going to pray. And so if you're really going to pray, now like the pastor said today, some people say they're going to pray, and you know good and well they ain't going to pray. You just know it in your heart. Oh, man, that person is somebody going to be praying. If you're going to pray for this ministry, please, however you communicate with this ministry, be it by email or .com website, if it's by Facebook, if it's by Truth Social, please let us know how you're going to participate. Pray, or you can just simply say participate, and how you're going to do that, or help pay for those things. So I'm trying to keep it simple, like pay, PPP type thing. But if you're going to help us pay for things, then you can put on there, donate. If you're going to pray for us, please, everyone should be able to do that, or we'll commit to doing that. Or if you're going to participate, and like questions, suggestions, and things like that, then we want that as well. Is that okay, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay, so now can you get back to what you were going to say before we have to go to another segment about actually...
I'm going to go again off the scripture. Oh, so we've had Ted on the line for 30 minutes.
And? Don't be trying to get out of what we got to talk. We're going to talk to Ted in a minute. Ted, just hold on. Go ahead, Eric.
I forgot the question.
I knew it is. Hey, son. I know how us old people are. Here's a question, Eric. And the question is very simple. The same question that is to the listening audience, and we're going to share what we're going through as far as ministry and what God would have us to do and what we are. If it's not a full commitment that you're going to do something, but it's the direction that God has taken you ministerially and through living by the word, that you want to live by the word, and then learning about the word, as you say, as we grow up in our most holy faith, then which way is God directing you to do? Yes. Other than just this ministry and the things that you're already doing.
Well, I'll tell you that God is so amazing in the way that he has things for us that we would have never imagined ourselves doing.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that he has me doing, has had me doing for quite a few years now, is a wedding ministry. When I marry people, and I've actually...
You what?
Yes, say.
JJ, so. Son, you hear that? This man can marry you. All right, don't get on. Don't you say nothing on air.
He's
I don't want to
put everybody on blast.
And that's what I do. That's my gift. It's the spirit of prophecy. The prophets, they put everybody on blast as well. The prophets did. Go ahead.
So we are actually talking about incorporating that into the Living by the Word ministry. Yes. And Mr. Fulton, you're going to be a part of that, aren't you?
Yes. So because before you came here, One of the things that I have is that also another ministry I have is called Community Chapel Services International that my dad started in 1982. And his direction on doing it was called Wishing Wells. I think I showed it to you what it was dealing with marriages, yes. funerals, community development. My dad was always about trying to get many people in the community involved for a common purpose to help the community. Less so much involvement with the government, but more involvement with the people and what they have so it could be less stress, as you want to put it, on government because the government is not as efficient as people actually doing things themselves. In my dad's opinion, my opinion, and it seems like to be continually that way. So that ministry, and now you coming involved, first thing I said, oh, you do what? And you used to marry folks on where? Where did you marry them at most of the time?
On the cruise line, Carnival Cruise Line. And that's where one of the things where God let me know that a lot of people that get married on a cruise ship are getting married on a cruise ship because they don't go to church. So he's like, okay, they're going to avoid it.
Thank you, double ambassador. Thank you, double ambassador.
Go there and bless their marriages. Thank you. Whether they want it or not.
And see, folks, Eric, all due respect and all seriousness, that's what living by the word, when you do that, ministry to the world. Ministry, yes, to the body of Christ, because obviously you're going to marry believers as well. Yes. But to be able to take what holy matrimony is and who it's for, and I'm sure somebody out there is talking right now and saying in their mind, well, what about the time now? Or would you get in trouble if you don't marry homosexuals, if you don't marry a man to his dog or a woman to her pet or something like that? All these things are going on in our society and in the world. And we talked about, you and I talked about this. How are you going to deal with those things?
Is that the question?
Yes, it is a question for you, sir, right now.
Right now.
Not that how you're going to deal with them specifically, but just the idea that there's going to be some challenges in your ministry.
Well, that's one of the things we've been talking about. Yes. We're strategizing about that.
And folks, and the reason why we're even sharing with the people, because they may have some answers as well.
Well, you know, the main thing is always going to be God is going to be in the middle of it, whatever we decide, whatever we come up with. It's always going to be at the heart of it.
And that's why we're asking you, listening audience, when you hear about the various ministries, not only just through us, but through people that may want to participate in the broadcast and call in, we want you to get right to it. We want you to tell us, you as a believer, living by the word, what ministry God is calling you to do. Please don't give websites and all that kind of stuff now. Give us a privilege and opportunity to check those out and vet those before you spew that out. But we're interested in general, or even more specific, what ministry God is calling you to do, like we have been living by the word, and what ministry. And because I'm asking you that on a very serious, serious, serious side, I'll get more into what I'm going to be doing because it's really, I have a lot of things to say about the ministry God is calling me to do to enhance all the ministries that will come through living by the word or not. Even if you don't come through living by the word ministry, but you go into your church and your church may be big, small, doesn't make any difference to me. It just makes a difference that you are doing the work of the Lord that he called you to do. And I would love to hear about it to be able to promote it on some level. If it's not on this show, it's on some of the other things I'm going to be doing real, real soon. So that's what it's all about, Eric. And that's why I appreciate you sharing with the people, Mr. Nuptials. We call you Dr. Nuptials now. I think we got Dr. Nuptials over here, JJ. And actually, Eric, in all due respect, you actually had the privilege of Brian doing some of the weddings as well,
yes,
too.
He's helped me out on them.
And folks, that's what we're talking about, the body of Christ coming together to do what the Lord would have them to do. You don't have to do everything. Just do what God would have you to do. And if you don't know what he would have you to do, ask him. Prayerfully and seriously consider, God, put the desire on my heart. Because that's what happened to me. 888-995-5552 is the number. 888-995-5552 is the number. And because Eric's giving me that look like, let's bring Ted up. Let's bring Ted. So, Ted, Dan, you hold on your necks. But everybody else that want to call in, I'm trying to bring this stuff up on Facebook, too. So when we're going to look on Facebook and see if you're typing in some information, we're going to share that information that you would share with the Facebook fans or people that don't have Facebook. We want to share with them what you're saying that your ministry is and what your commitment is to do with Bible Information Brokers, this ministry. What's your commitment to us? Are you going to help us pay for our bills? Are you going to help us by participating on a broadcast? And you're going to help us with suggestions? You're going to help us with questions? All those things are participation side. So prayer side, everyone that's a believer should be praying for us. We're soliciting your prayers. why not let us know that you're going to do it? Commit to it. I don't. It's not the time, how much time it is, but just the commitment that you can spend praying for us specifically, that God would do what he would do through our ministry, open doors and close doors that he wouldn't close. That's always my prayer. And we're asking you to speak up. Let us know that you're out there. Let us know that you're going to do that for Bible Info Brokers. Let's go to Ted, L.A.
Yes, sir. Ted City, the Angels Ted. Gentlemen.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, Ted. Eric wanted to say it. Go ahead, Eric.
No. I just wanted to say, Ted, JJ doesn't know about you, so he put Ted from L.A. And we knew it was Ted.
Yeah, that's
City
why
of
I
Angels.
Said L.A., so I knew he was going to say it. But, Eric, I thought you would jump in and say it, but since you didn't.
No, always glad to hear from you, Ted. How are you this evening?
And I'm not afraid of the devil. My real name is Theodore Daniel Tweeton.
I'm sorry to hear that, bro. I hope that when you was coming through junior high school, guys like me who love jokes, they're not wearing you out too much. But you've been on the football team and all that stuff, so I know you got some things to talk about. But look, specifically, Ted, whatever question you may have had or whatever you want to talk about, I wanted you to direct your comments towards what I had just said. That what are you going to commit to do? You participate already by calling in. Are you going to be praying for this ministry, Bible Information Brokers?
Shoot, we can pray right now.
Now, I know that, but I want to know if you're going to be committed to pray not only now, but after today.
Well, of course, and it has to be spontaneous. You know, we can't fake stuff. Amen. And like Jesus said, you know, people that like to look good in front of other people, that's disingenuous. So, you know, it has to be from the heart. And I'm not into, like, really big, elongated prayers because I think that's, you know, can be stretched out to where scriptures say that, you know, it's even Jesus is probably sitting there yawning, you know, it's like, I feel he'd get to the point.
Yeah,
you know?
that's biblical.
Yeah, and it didn't bother me sitting on the pine over there waiting to get in the game and
we got you.
And waiting. Yeah, that doesn't bother me at all. I mean, you know.
So ministerially, so let's get to it, Chad. So ministerially, what is God calling you to do, or what do you believe that the direction you want God to maybe put a purpose on your heart to do in ministry, specifically you?
I mean, I'm not an ordained minister.
That's not the point. Yes, that's right. And you have a spiritual gift, whatever that may be. You can, if you know it, that you can share it with us. But I'm asking you specifically, and the reason why I'm asking, I'm pushing people for this, is because, unfortunately, many years I've been in most ministries, it's almost like they get situated, and they have maybe some ministries that's already set up at the churches that I've seen, you know, like the food bank ministry and the various things, the communion, the deacon board, the this, that, and the other thing. But I'm wondering, people only come to church usually on Sunday, maybe Bible study on a Wednesday or whatever. I'm wondering if what the Word of God said to do the work of ministry, we equip the saints to do work of ministry, does that not follow? That's why I told you when I got involved with Living, when I named Living by the Word Ministries, the emphasis for me was on ministries to do just what I'm doing now, to be able to promote people as individuals to do what God would have you to do in the world that you live. And so if that, when I say ministry, is not formal, it doesn't have to be formal, but it can be. It doesn't have to be. So I'm asking you, what do you think God is leading you towards, whether it's the world of sports, which you talk about so often, or what?
Well, I mean, I'm spontaneous. I mean, you know, like on my birthday,
Eric, you're not even over there. Ted, give us a call back.
You can't blame me on this one.
That wasn't Eric. That was producer JJ. Something happened to him. Something happened, like, Ted, call back. Yeah. Call back.
Call back.
But anyway, let's do this. Let's do this because I need to bring up some things here. I'm going to have you talk with Dan. I'm going to bring Dan up, and when Ted calls back, we'll get him back on. Let's bring Dan up, and you talk with Dan as I set up some of these other things. That might be Ted calling now. Let me just do this. Ted, are you there?
Well, JJ's talking to him. Right,
okay,
now.
Is that him?
It is.
Okay. All right, Ted, we got you back. We don't have to get disjointed there. We're sorry about that. Whatever happened, we apologize.
No, that's all right. Well, look, I'm spontaneous. Like, I rode all the way down to Venice Beach. I put hands on three people on the way up and on the way back. And I know the Lord, when your heart is right, he'll put you in places that you could never even imagine. Like, for instance, I was baptized First Lutheran Church of Venice in 1963 as an infant. And I went across the street to talk to a guy about his vintage bike. And it just so happens we put two and two together. And we had played Pop Warner football 2 years together at the Venice Bulldogs. And I put hands on him. And he's had problems in and out. And then I had another friend who actually...
Wait, hold on, Ted. I got to interrupt you. Let's be clear so we make sure that we're not miscommunicating what you mean by putting hands on somebody. When you're saying putting hands on somebody, what are you talking about?
Praying.
Okay, thank you. Because, see, if we have some people out there listening saying, this man beating up people out there? You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Wait, I didn't take it that way. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm sorry.
It's more than just us.
Yes. You're right.
Go right
you're
ahead, right. brother.
Yeah, and I'm glad you clarified that because yes. People do not really, people that aren't briefing themselves with the word. And, I pray on people and put hands on people because we're called to put hands on people. We're all called to go out into the world and not make a spectacle of it because, a minister in a church is very confined to very little. He needs our help to all be ministers of the word and put hands on people and cast out demons. And I've done that a lot. I've loved it over the years. And being able to reach people because I may have a talent like you guys have. I played football for Venice since I was 8 years old, and I was playing football at Compton College at 8 years old for the Venice Bulldogs, So
gotcha.
I ended up playing a lot in L.A., 12 years, 9 years Venice, 2 years Santa Monica College,
All right, we appreciate your resume, but let me tell you what I appreciate even more so, that when you said you were spontaneous and you do what you're doing like that, these are the type of things I'm saying, and what I am suggesting for people is if you're interested in ever doing a situation, this is what Living by the Word Ministries that I said I set up back in the day. It's not necessary to be a 501c3, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's many different things that goes on in the world without being putting yourself under the government, as it were. And we're not under the government because with churches, we have a constitutional right to do what we're doing. So I'm not going to even get into Correct. That right now. But here's what I'm saying to you and everybody else that's listening or will hear about this broadcast. If you have during ministry and whatever level you're doing it, whether it's spontaneously small or spontaneously, and it may blow up to where people are looking forward to you coming out to, say, Venice Beach and laying hands on them and stuff like that. What I'm suggesting to you or anybody else that's under the sound of my voice is if you have something that you want to do under a situation whereby we can do it to the maximum degree with whether it's you as an individual or you with other people that are similar like, I'm asking you to communicate that to me. And I'm saying me because this is part of my ministries is to get other people, right. individuals, to do their ministry. You see what I'm saying? Our ministries if you have more than one. And all I'm saying to you is, just like you explained, I don't need to have too much more information from you on this particular broadcast. But if you're right. interested to have a ministry involved, the way it could be on an official basis, whereby you might be able to expand it, like we're going to do the marriage ministry, like we're going to do the funeral ministry, those that we're doing Bible Information Brokers ministry, we're doing the double ambassador ministry. All those things can be taken advantage of by the way we have our system set up in the United States of America to take advantage of the 501c3s, and every church should be able to do this for every single congregant they have. So if you have a local church that you attend, you need to share with your leaders at your church and say, hey, can you guys help me with the ministry that I'm doing on what you're doing? If you don't, then you can communicate with us at Living by the Word Ministries, and we'll go from there. And that's all I wanted to use you for tonight, Ted, to share that so I can let the people know that's what we're going to be repeating time and time again. Okay, brother?
That sounds wonderful. And before you get me off the phone, I mean, listening to you guys, if you're on a football team, I would just say I'm not having none of this. All you guys are talented. I've listened to you every time. I've enjoyed your shares, and I feel you're just as talented as the professor. You come at a different angle where he can't, and that's why we need the body of Christ. Not one person is going to fit. We're not a cookie cutter thing. We need everybody.
That's right.
There's people that, you know, there's people that are turned off by me. Well, there'll be somebody that will turn you on, and you'll go,
absolutely,
wow, I'm going to listen to this person.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you so much for
God
that,
bless you,
Ted.
Bro.
Yes.
Amen.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon.
What's that number, Eric, they can call?
888-995-5552.
And part of the ministry is participation and giving, help pay for these bills. So, Eric, if you would let the people, do you remember all the little alphabets? If I give you the alphabets, you remember them?
No,
I didn't think so. Okay, cool. Because you'd be so busy doing part of your ministry, which is to listen to all the people to get them set up, queued up, so we can have a seamless show on the calls when we do our Q&A format or whatever format we do. And we appreciate the fact that you're in studio with us now. But I'll just simply let the people know we need to hear from you financially because we are faith supported. And the faith that we have in God moving upon your heart to give to this ministry is what keeps us on the air, as it were, that things that we have to pay for. None of us gets a salary. Now, that doesn't mean that people in ministry don't deserve to get a salary. We've just been in a blessed situation for all these years that we've been on together with the team of Brian, Professor, myself, and Eric. We've never taken a salary. I would love to pay all these guys through Living by the Word Ministries as part of the ministry and pay everybody that's involved with ministry. But each ministry supports itself by the donations of that ministry. Family Serving Family doesn't mess with, or Teen Day doesn't mess with, Bible Information Brokers money. That goes to the various things we tell you on this broadcast. That's what we're about. None of this money is going to go towards a double ambassador. Double ambassador going to be raising his own money when you hear about that in a little while, if I have time to tell you more about that. But that's what we do. So if you're interested, we still need to hear from you on those alphabets, and here they are. TOT is the Training of Trainers, where Craig is in Nepal right now, teaching people, teaching of teachers. He's teaching people to teach in areas whereby he would stand out like a sore thumb and have a difficulty spreading the word of God. So what a blessing that you can give through this ministry to help in that participation. And please, please, please continue. Even though he's coming back, he's going to tell you more about the trip when he gets back, obviously. But yet you can still give and designate your money to go there. Everything is a designation. If you don't designate it anywhere, it's just going to go in the general fund, and we're going to give it to where we believe it is to be given. So that was BIB. If you want to do it general, if you can say BIB, or just don't designate, and we'll know that's general. We can use it for where we have the most need. And the final ministry we have, and we've been talking about this, and I'm sharing with you as things progress, that we have the FFF Fund, which is the Faithful Friend Fund, which is for right now specifically going towards Brian's widow, Erin, help out with her, the actual paying of the premium of insurance, because that can be a challenge. And when we have a need for it, we'll tell you about it. When we no longer have a need for that, then we'll tell you if we have a need for somewhere else, and we will share that with you as well. So right now, you can do that with FFF, BIB, or TOT. Those are the designations. Here's how they can give. Now, you know which way did I tell you to give, Eric, which is the better way? Which is the best way?
The way you drilled into my head is through Zelle.
Why? Why?
Because you don't pay the fees. We know ding, how ding, you ding, are ding. About
where's
paying fees, sir.
Where is that bell? Where is that bell?
We took
bell,
it away
JJ.
From you on purpose.
You guys took that bell away from me. I thought they did. I would ring the bell loud and clear. No fees. And trust me, I've been studying all day long about some things that are going to be exciting coming up about no more fees. JJ, I know we got about 90 seconds left, so let me tell the people how they can do this. Matter of fact, just send any check, money order, anything like that to... There you go. That's the bell I'm looking for. Sending to LBTW or Living by the Word, and mail it out to P.O. Box 90477 in Los Angeles 90009. Again, that's for anything you're going to mail in. The envelope and the check must say those two things: Living by the Word, and then P.O. Box 90477, Los Angeles 90009. Hear the music in the background. We're going to take a break, come back with more of the Bible Information Brokers. Those that want to call in, call right now, 888-995-5552. We'll be back after these messages.
Well, welcome back to the Bible Information Brokers. We, if you've been listening, or even if you haven't been listening to the first half of the show, we've had a little bit of a different show here, led by Daryl Fulton. And for those of you who don't know or didn't know, Professor Craig Hawkins is still in India, and this will be his last day. Then he'll be returning on a long flight back from there. He's spreading the gospel there, actually training trainers there for the mission there. But leading up to that, Daryl, you have a message that you want to get out to everyone out there, and that's the gospel message.
You know what, Eric? And again, if we sound like we're having fun, we are. And let me tell you why fun is also an aspect of the gospel, because it's great, great good news. Maybe not the best English, but you get my point. That good news, if you look at it from the perspective of how God was trying to communicate to us, is definitely good news that he loved us. And there's an expression that people, Brian's used to say it a lot, but other people have said many times, that there's a God in heaven that loves you. And I know people use these buzz phrases or buzz words as though it's not trying to say it's some kind of commercial type situation, but what it is this. If you think about the reality of your life, and if you're being absolutely honest with yourself, absolutely honest with yourself, and if you haven't been looking at Facebook, I'm going to kind of turn towards a Facebook camera and ask you to look at that number on my head or my hat that says Fulton 54. And what Fulton 54 represents is a perfect score that I have a patent pending for in golf. Now, you're saying, well, how does it got anything to do with the gospel message? Well, think about what I just said. The perfect score, my game that I'm creating and about to promote and about to get involved with, is actually, if you know anything about golf, is actually 18 birdies or better, but accurately done. It's just that simple as far as a sentence is concerned. The reason why I put the word perfect on there, because, and the reason why I offer people a prize of $1 billion if you score 54, because the odds of you scoring 54, Eric, is like the same odds that Warren Buffett puts out every year during March Madness for you basketball aficionados, or those that really care about basketball a lot. Then you know that Warren Buffett every year offers $1 billion for anybody to get 64 out of 64, right,
the
JJ?
Brackets, right?
The bracket. There you go, the brackets. Yeah, no, brackets. Not the rackets, but a bracket.
Well,
now,
it could be.
Yeah, it could be. So, but no, but the seriousness of that 64 out of 64 and the serious out of my 54 and the word perfect is here's how it matches into what the gospel is all about. If you want to go to heaven, all you got to do is be perfect. I'll wait.
Explain that.
Well, see, here's what it means. Perfect means there's a standard whereby you don't miss the mark. You don't miss the mark from whose perspective and whose standard? God's. That means every single thought that you have, every single deed you do, is to be examined by God and determine if it was perfectly done. Anybody qualify? Please call in 888-995-5552. Or matter of fact, before you waste your time calling in and try to explain why you're perfect, let me tell you simply that you're not. And that perfection is what would get you into heaven by that perfection. But since no one is, here's what God did, and here's why he did it. He loved this world, he loved this creation so much that he gave his only son as a standard whereby this word, little small word, but it's a big meaning, imputing. What God did was he took his son, him in the person of his son. God the Father gave instructions to Jesus Christ, his son, the God-man, to come and die for the world, the whole world, as a gift to us. It is only through this gift that you can then receive Jesus Christ's imputed righteousness. Because by him taking all of his righteousness, the perfect God-man, and putting that on your behalf so that you can get in right standing with his Father, is how you're going to get saved. What happens with all your bad stuff? What happened to your unrighteousness?
Your baggage,
as the word, as Eric just alluded to. Well, that's imputed too, but that's placed upon Jesus. The righteous man, the God man, imputes his righteousness to you. Your unrighteousness is imputed to him. And so this so-called action that happens like that is what the good news is, the gospel, the good news, that all your bad stuff you don't have to pay for, but it's already been paid for you. You've been, as they say in the Bible, you have been purchased with a price. Here's the issue, everyone. If you don't appropriate, if you don't accept this gift, then there's no excuse. There is no righteousness imputed to you because you don't accept the precious gift that God gave through his son, Jesus Christ. That's why someone goes to heaven, because of that imputation of righteousness. And that's why folks will go to hell, because of the unacceptance of that gift of God. We talked about earlier about doing ministry, about doing works and all that stuff. Those works won't save you. Not a single thing that you can do will save you. But what we just articulated to you, the imputation of God's righteousness of Jesus Christ, is the thing that will save you. He died for the world when the world was already at enmity with him. And because of that, you have an opportunity and a privilege to be saved for all eternity. Now, we had an expression we talked about, eternity is too long to be wrong. Well, here's how you don't be wrong. Not because you're going to pass a test, because there's no test to pass other than the perfection test, which you already failed, probably at a very young age. All of that unrighteousness has been dealt with in the person of Christ. And this is, put it to you real simple. Because God loved the world, and because he gave his son, then the wrath of God, and this is what blows my mind, God is basically saving you from himself. And we don't talk about this enough, in my opinion. We don't talk about his wrath because of sin. So God is judging sin, but he's judging sin through his son, imputing his righteousness upon you, the unrighteous, and then taking your unrighteous sin and putting it on Jesus, nailing it to the cross. And because of his blood, the Bible talks about where there is no remission of sin, no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. The blood has been shed. You don't qualify, Eric. I don't qualify to die for anybody. You know what? For a righteous man, some might consider dying, but Jesus died when we were at enmity. We are the enemies of God. So, folks, please hear me loud and clear, but I'm not going to say it loud. I'm going to say it real succinctly to you. If you have never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior for the forgiveness of your sins, then you are eternally doomed. You will be judged by the God of the Creator God of the universe. He is the one who did it all for you. There's nothing for you to do except accept it. If you choose not to, there is no excuse for you. You've heard the gospel message. Please accept him today. It's on a personal, individual basis. It's not because your grandma, or anybody else is saved. People are probably praying for you. We're talking about prayer. So I'm going to ask that, consider this a prayer, our prayer from Bible Information Brokers, that everyone under the sound of our voice, everyone that hears our ministry, might come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ because of what his word says, not from what we say. And do this. Be a good Berean. Check and see if this gospel message that we even said is clearly articulated in the word of God, and you will find that to be the case. Accept them as Lord of your life now. Satisfy, solidify, so that you might be glorified and be just like Christ is in the resurrected body, our hope, our blessed hope. Accept them today as your Lord and Savior, and satisfy your soul for all eternity. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Eric.
You know what? You said the word perfect. Mm-hmm. None of us can be perfect, but you know what is perfect?
Tell me.
Jesus made a perfect sacrifice for all of us.
That's the only reason why it can be imputed.
That's why.
You hear about a lot of words like blemished lamb versus unblemished lamb. Back in the Old Testament, they was talking about the various sacrifices, blood sacrifice they make, and that's why God was shadows to come about his son, about the unblemished lamb. Many things, and man, I tell you, that's, you know, listen, let's get with another commercial right quick. That's why some of the things that we place up on the Bible Information Broker's Facebook page, I do the chronological reading through the Word of God so daily, take an opportunity to live by the Word, by reading the Word, so you can live by the Word and then do ministries, which we're talking about tonight. You can also go on our website at BibleInfoBrokers.com. BibleInfoBrokers.com and see on the very front page, I'm actually bringing it up now, I see it here, whereby you can check out our Bible study. So please follow directions right there where you can follow directions about how you can join in a Bible study, the Zoom link with Brother Sal participating in that. If you have any comments, questions, or anything like that, you can don't have to wait till Sunday. You don't have to wait till we have a live broadcast to chime in. You can ask those questions right now on Facebook page. Craig also does a show on Wednesdays where it's on his channel. That's hischannel.com.
Wait, whose channel?
His. Not his channel. Yours, but his. Not Craig's, though. Not Craig. But it's called His Channel.
So I wonder if there's a website called craigschannel.com.
AJJ, and you know there's not. And that's why
I'm looking right now.
That's why we I kid with Craig with that. But let me. I'm actually going to give you the information where you can actually send a text now. It'd be great to have a plethora of questions already on that website, and it's hischannel.com if you want to get his archive show. I believe it's on Wednesday about 1 o'clock, 1:30-ish, but you can go on hischannel.com and get the exact time of the show. But here's the phone number for you can send in text messages. Text. Notice I said not fax, but text. So those of you that want to text a question to Craig's broadcast, he has the privilege of being on his channel, and you want PCH to answer those questions, then text him after we threw this broadcast at 714-815-7097. Once again, that's 714-815-7097. Eric, you give me that look on your face. You have something you want to say about that?
No, you're doing a great job.
Well, I don't wear all that stuff. But anyway, let's get back to what we're doing here. Folks, Dan, we see you, Ryan. We're going to get to you in a second. This is all about, and please don't deviate because, you know, I got this little switch here. JJ already hung up on somebody. I don't know why. Table's doing a fine job, but my son will protect me. He will protect his dad because we've known each other for over 25-plus years. And that's just an inside joke that we shared with you already. So here's what I want you to do. Call 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552, and you can call in because we want to hear what are you going to commit to, Bible Information Brokers? Are you going to commit to pray? I hope everybody will. Are you going to continue to commit to participate in the various ways, whether you're sending a question in, comments, or suggestions? All those things are important. Are you going to participate on a live show? We like to know who's out there that's going to be doing these things. So if you want to send us the information on Facebook or various platforms and all that, please take advantage of that. If you want to write in, we're going to give you the P.O. box where you can write in and say, hey, I don't do all that fancy internet stuff, but I am going to be praying for you guys. I am going to participate by sending my questions in through the mail. We receive all that, and we receive, listen, the blessing that we receive from people and the encouraging words we receive, people who actually send checks and things like that to participate in a giving. Hey, you want to help us pay? So that's participation, that's prayer, and that's help pay. You can do all those things, but we like to know who you are out there. We already see the ones that do give. We got you on that. But those of you who have never even contacted this ministry in any kind of way, form, or fashion, and you're just listening in and you're kind of sucking it all in and taking it all in, we're glad you're there. But we'd like to hear, because we're asking you to commit to us in some kind of way and let us know that you're committed so that we can be encouraged to continue doing what we're doing. I just tell you how it is. It's like being on the battlefield, man, in war. It's good to hear from some folks. It's good to hear from some folks. You have your little book open there. You want to say something there, Mr.?
No, you were talking about the P.O. box.
Oh, you give it, please. Please give it to them now so we can do this.
Give the P.O. box to send your donations or whatever.
Donations or information, whatever
messages,
they want.
Just yes. to
words of encouragement.
Words of encouragement, absolutely.
What are those things called? Postcards, all that stuff. Take advantage of this.
So we're P.O. box 90477, Los Angeles, California, 90009.
Now, I must emphasize, Eric, that they have to make it out to
LBTW, Living That's by right. the Word, or BIB?
No. No, BIB is not necessary, but just Living by the Word. By the Word. And then if you're going to do giving, you can designate. If you're going to write us words of encouragement, that's fine. But that envelope must say Living by the Word. If you, don't even put the extra BIB on there, because the post office have sent some of those things back, people have told me. So we want to just do it. We don't have no trouble with the postal service. We don't want anybody to go postal on us, if I can use that stereotypical metaphor. You know, I have too many people in my family that work at the post office, and I love them dearly, and they do a fine job. But
my dad was with the post office for 27 years.
And JJ's real dad was with the post office. And your mom and my wife's family. So listen, we love the post office, but so please honor what they tell us to do and respect that authority. LBTW, P.O. Box what?
90477.
In Los Angeles?
Los Angeles, 90009.
That's a lot of nines and zeros. Can you do that one more time?
The whole thing?
Yeah, please.
Okay, P.O. Box 90477. Los Angeles, California, 90009.
It sounds like you're reading. I know you don't do that during your weddings, but anyway, let's go.
I was looking at you when I said action, but
that will throw you off. Anyway, let's go. You know, let's go to the phones. We ask people to call in please. And share with the ministry. You got Dan on there, our good buddy from Torrance. Dan, thanks for holding on, brother, and tolerating us for tonight.
Yes, Daryl.
Hey,
yeah,
Dan.
Good to call in.
Yes.
Hi, Eric.
Hey. Welcome.
Eric, reading between the lines. I'm trying to just not comment on that. Thanks for tolerating it.
I said tolerating me.
the bus is back. Yeah. I love you, Daryl, so it's not too hard.
Yeah, of course, man. I appreciate that. So, Dan, you know what? We've known each other for some years now. Let the people know from your perspective what you're going to commit to do for Living by the Word. I'm just wanting people to kind of hone in on that for Bible Information Brokers specifically. What are you going to be doing for us? We ask everybody to pray. Can we count on you to be praying for us?
Well, I'm going to, you know, I don't have to make a new commitment. I could, like, renew my commitment to do what I've
No, just so
done.
That we know. That we're just asking people to encourage other folks to say.
To pray, to participate financially and by what I'm doing right now. So When you need people to call in, I generally call, even if I don't really have a question, I'll call in.
And we
need that.
And look, and that's what it's all about, because we understand this is at the time slot that we're in for the last 25 years. It's a time slot, and God has honored us, and we want to honor it. So anybody, that's why I say that being part of the team, the listening audience is part of the team. It's not that we're feeding you. You're feeding us. We're feeding off each other to be able to give the word of God out in the various ways with the various gifts that he's given us all through the various participations available to us all. And Dan, over the years, man, I've appreciated you then, appreciate you now, and plan on appreciating you in the future, man. So,
well, it's also fellowshipping as well. This for me is fellowship when I call in.
Indeed.
And even when you don't know I'm listening, it's still a fellowship for me.
Indeed.
And then to me, it's still also living by the word, which is really the church.
Indeed.
That all the ministries are under. To me, living by the word is the church, and it's my church.
Appreciate
and so,
you, man.
We don't do formal church as we used to do. I'm still participating.
And we appreciate that, man.
We're this part of the body of Christ. It's a part of the body of Christ.
And that's it.
So I'm committed to it. And Craig is a mentor of mine. And then you're a brother to me.
Indeed.
And I'm also ordained. I don't talk about it very much, but I'm ordained as well.
Yeah.
I've offered to do weddings, and nobody ever takes me up on it because they know it's going to be a God-ordained wedding, and you're going to have to make a commitment before God, as my wife and I did.
Indeed.
It's for life. We don't do that. 50% of Christians now even are like the world. They divorce.
You know what? I look at weddings like guns and bullets. Here's what the issue is. Weddings should be harder to get into. Just like guns, everybody should have a gun, but the bullets should cost about $10,000 a piece.
I'm glad you explained that. You were worrying me there for a second.
you need counseling. You need premarital counseling. Yes, people wait till they're ready to get a divorce to get any counseling. You're supposed to have it before you get married.
Indeed.
Not after.
Indeed. Dan, as always, appreciate you, brother. God bless, man.
God bless you, Dan.
Let me go one last thing. We're supposed to seek counsel, wise counsel. We should do that before we get married. And when we're involved in a ministry, we need counsel. And so I go to you guys to hold me accountable and to And so for that, I lift you guys up.
Appreciate you, man. You know? God bless you,
and,
Bill.
And I love Eric. And I guess that's JJ's voice I'm hearing now.
That's my son. That's my radio son, yes. Thank you, Dan.
That's great.
Appreciate you, man.
You're doing a good job, too. So, and I'd like to ask the listeners to keep praying for Craig to come back safe. Father,
indeed.
In Jesus' name, bring Craig home safe.
Thank you, brother. Thank God bless you, man.
Sometimes, wait, last thing?
Quickly, Dan.
When you say you're going to pray, you said earlier you know you're not going to. How you handle that is pray right now.
No, and that's some of the things that I do. But also, when people are say they're going to do something, it's like a sort of a vow you're making. If you can say you're going to pray for somebody and you have no intentions on doing it, that's what I was alluding to. The pastor was talking about that in church today. And those people that I would think that, I say, are you really going to pray? Do you have a specific time that you're going to do it, or a roundabout time? Give me an idea where you're going to be praying for me. And those are people I can talk to like that. I don't just say that to anybody. That's why I ask people specifically if they're going to pray for me, that I'm under the impression they are going to pray. So I don't like to waste that conversation with someone I don't think they're going to be praying, because I know that they're how disciplined they are and other things in the body of Christ. And so I'm just a little bit, not more real than anybody else. I'm just not brutally honest, just honest, man. Just come straight with me. Just come straight. And Dan?
The other thing is, and Brian used to say this, you go and say that you're going to give money, do that now too, because what happens is somehow the devil just gets sidetracked, and then you don't send it. Then you find yourself short, too. So when you have it and you say you're going to do it now, because you may not have it tomorrow.
Redeem the time, for now is the kingdom of God. Thank you, brother. God bless you, man.
I love you.
Bye. Appreciate
you too, Dan. Take care.
Number?
888-995-5552.
888-995-5552. And also on Facebook and email, tweet, messenger, and all those places, you can send those comments about how are you going to commit to Bible Information Brokers. We want to read it. I want to hear about it. I want to see it. Please take advantage of those other platforms and just send us the information. We want to hear it. Even if you don't call in tonight, we want to know how you're going to commit to our ministry, Bible Information Brokers, as part of the ministry. And then also, if you have a ministry that God is leading upon your heart, I'm going to ask all of you to just take seriously and do this. If you go to a church, you need to approach whatever governing body is however set up at your church. You need to go to them and say, I have a ministry I want to do. This guy was on the radio talking this stuff about, we all learning the word of God to do what? To do the work of ministry they talk about in Ephesians. So I'm part of the body of Christ. I come to church here. I exercise my spiritual gifts here. If I don't, why am I not doing it? Well, I want to do it. I want to learn what my spiritual gifts are. Take advantage of your fellowship. But don't take disadvantage of them, which means that if you're not exercising your spiritual gifts, then your fellowship is lacking. What are they lacking? You exercising your spiritual gifts. If you feel that somehow that you're not put in a position to do so, you need to approach your leadership at your church. If you have a leadership at your church, approach it. If there is a fellowship that you involve with, and it's just you and a bunch of people getting together in a body of Christ, then you're exercising your spiritual gifts with each other. Encourage one another to learn more about what the Word of God says about whatever you are meeting together for. I don't care if you're meeting up with a cup of coffee on a Monday for 15 minutes, mm-hmm. and you're meeting in the name of Jesus Christ. It's right there with you. Exercise whatever gifts that God has given you, whatever you're committed to in that. That's what I'm talking about. It doesn't have to be a formal ministry where you pay somebody to be on the air, on the internet, a podcast, a TV show, and all that kind of stuff. It is you deciding to make sure everybody in your neighborhood, on your side of the street, knows about Jesus or has an opportunity to be fed, because maybe they don't have food, have enough food. Whatever the Lord puts in your heart. Matter of fact, you should pray for yourself and say, Lord, I don't know what I want to do in ministry. Why don't you put it on my heart? And that's what I'm going to share with the people about what God put on my heart and how it's been maneuvered and manipulated over the years, and manipulated in a positive sense. And I'll share that with you after we talk with Ryan. Let's bring Ryan up from San Bernardino. Ryan, thanks for holding on and calling in.
Yes, how are you?
Doing well, my brother. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Yes, so I was at the plaza the other day, like 2 weeks ago, and I met a brother by the name of Junior, or JR.
Yes.
Pretty much, I guess it's Yes.
Yeah, so. Okay.
Oh, yes, JR, so, JR, our friend, JR. Yes. Okay.
Yes. So he was telling me all about the ministry and all, and the church stuff and all that good stuff. And I was telling him about Inland Empire Multicultural Festival, that a group of people, I'm one of the person with the group of members keeping it. And it's in San Bernardino, and it's on July the 9th. So I was telling him that I would love to give away some free tickets to the radio station and some free tickets for the listeners.
Well, I tell you what, this is one of the things I was talking about before, is because only because we have not vetted it. When is your event going to happen? Just tell me the date. Don't tell me too much more about the event yet. But when is the date?
Okay. It's July the 9th.
Oh, that's okay. That's like it's next coming up next week. So here's what I want you to do.
Yes.
Our website is Bible Info Brokers, or our Facebook page is Bible Info Brokers as well. I would just simply ask you to email me and just put it in there for EZD to communicate with you. Or, matter of fact, I'm going to put you on hold and ask my son to take down your number, and I will communicate with you so I can vet it, because I would love to promote it if we can, if we agree. And is that fair enough?
Yes. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. Now, I appreciate that. And you tell my brother JR, did he have a cup of coffee in his hand when he was talking to you?
Actually, no. I think he had, what was it? Chinese food.
Okay, well, that's cool. We'll get on his case. I just wanted to get ammunition on him, because I've been knowing that young man since he was 17 years old, and he used to help us out in the ministry as well. So, Ryan, I'm going to put you on hold. Give my studio son, JJ, your number, and if it's okay for me to call you, I'll do that, okay? I'll text you first to make sure we can coordinate the time, all right?
All right, thank you.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Appreciate you.
Sonny, I know you got that because you're sharp as a tack. You know, your head is pointed and you're sharp. I like that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Living by the Word Ministries presentation of Bible Information Brokers, a different format, as Eric constantly tells me to remind you guys that it's a little bit different than the question and answer format that we have. And because I knew that time will fly on this type of broadcast, I'm going to let you know that next week, prayerfully, the press will be back and we get back to the question and answer format. But I want to take advantage of this opportunity to let you know that we want to hear from you. We want to hear from every person listening to us, Eric. The reason why I want to hear from them is because I want to know what they're committing to do with this ministry, how they want to participate, whether it's participate by calling in, like the various people call in, if they're going to help us pay for our various resources. Everyone should be able to communicate to us what their intentions are. That's what it's all about. I mean, if you let us know what your intentions are, you know, we know things can happen, but we want you to be intentional about what you're going to do with this ministry. And we're asking you to inform us. We're not going to come by your house and kick your door down if you don't do whatever. We're not going to be checking on you, because this is a God-honoring situation. We're going to honor what you say in regards to how you're going to participate with this broadcast, how you can participate with Bible Information Brokers. So when Eric hears from you, that's because you already know, we kind of know that you're going to be calling in and participate through the calls or through the questions on the Facebook page or through the promoting it or through clicking that share button. Even if you're just going to simply click the share button on Facebook, we like to know how you're going to participate so that we can pray for you, to encourage you to do just what you're going to continue to do and commit to do. So what is that? What are the ways that they can commit to this broadcast, Eric?
Well, what you were just mentioning, what are you saying? Through Facebook?
Facebook, that's one way.
Facebook through our website, Bible Information.
There we go. Because we're asking them to do what? We're asking them to participate, pray for sure.
Amen.
And let us know. See, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get people to get used to communicating what their intentions are. And then when you start communicating what your intentions are, you're kind of putting your word to it. So I'm not asking you to do it until you prayerfully consider it. Don't just do it because I'm asking you. I'm asking you to pray for yourself in regards to how you're going to participate in this ministry. And remember, if you're going to give financially to this ministry, the most important thing for us is this. Don't you take a copper cent from the ministry that you are at. In other words, we're not asking Eric to, do what he's going to do as an example and take away from Core Church or me from the various ministries that I'm involved with. So, no, we're not asking you to do that. We're asking you to participate If you're going to give, make sure you satisfy your committed obligation where you exercise your spiritual gifts or should be exercising your spiritual gifts at the body of Christ that you participate in, whether it's at a church fellowship, whether it's at a home fellowship, however you fellowship, you should be fellowshipping with the body of Christ. What we do here, like Dan said, this is like a church in and of itself. Living by the Word ministry used to have church buildings and all that stuff. Now that we own them, never did. And that was the smartest thing God put upon our hearts to do, not to get boggled down with that from our perspective. But that doesn't mean anybody that has a church building is boggled down. It just simply means that you got to pay that for that building. And the Lord has blessed us in all these years to continue doing what we're doing. So we're asking you to let us know what you're going to do with Bible Information Brokers. You're going to participate, call in. You're going to send us questions. Got all kind of ways you can do that. You're going to go on and read through the Bible chronologically and post a question or post your thoughts. All those things, all the different ways you can participate, Eric, they're there. But please, 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 we're asking everybody, if you don't do anything else, can you please pray for us? Everyone can at least let us know that you're praying for us. And if you do that, we're most grateful that we know that you're out there praying for us. So if you do nothing else, please pray for us. Is that fair enough?
That sounds very good to me. Is it virus? Sounds good to me.
Right, thank you. I'll make sure I heard you. I want to make sure I heard you.
Somebody messing with the microphone.
No, no, it's all good. But anyway, so folks, if you want to call in, we have about 20 minutes left in this broadcast. Please call in and let us know what it is that you're going to do. And so I'm going to share a little bit more.
Like somebody we know on the
Well, we're going to get to him in a second, but I want to share this thing about this whole living by the Word ministry's name and the ministry aspect we already talked about. We talked about our good dear friend, the opening, Michael Tinsley. We talked about kind of how this ministry got going and what it was intended to do. And that's exactly what we're going to intend to do. Let me share with you briefly how it happened with me many years ago. When I got before Living by the Word Ministries existed, I asked the Lord when I was at the various churches. I won't give the name of the churches I was at, but I always like to do something. Because I mean, I got saved. And I see in verse 10 in Ephesians 2:10, it tells me God saved me to do some stuff that He prepared before the foundation of the world. So He has something for me to do. It's not going to be the same thing He have Eric to do or you, the listening audience, to do. So one of the things I asked God to do is I want to be able to work in ministry whereby money is never a reason why I wouldn't work. In other words, I would never have the reason that I've got to get paid or anything else like that. Because I saw how ministries work. People deserve to get paid who's working in ministry. And as soon as I said that, Eric, it couldn't have been 2 weeks. Back in 86, 87, it couldn't be but a week or so after I made that talk with God, me running my mouth, I got hurt on the job. And fast forward years later, I got retired because of that injury. And the money that I made in the situation I was in was enough money to take care of all my basic needs, because that was my talk to God. If you take care of all my basic needs, well, I already had a good job, great job, getting paid everything. Had kids, raising them and all that stuff and stuff. But I said, Lord, if you take care of my basic needs, I want to work in ministry my basic needs are basically being met, but I want to be able to work in ministry more and more and more and more time where money is not an issue why I would not work in ministry. Got hurt on a job 5 years later, got a retirement check to the money I got in my retirement because of a disability was enough money to take care of my basic needs, actually almost to the penny. And I was able to work in ministry from that point until now. About ever accepting a nickel or pay.
And why? Because God had a plan for you.
That's the whole point. God had a plan for me, which I did not even know, but I ran my mouth to God. And then when He put on my heart that I said, Lord, I want to be able to help out in the world you got me in. Help me deal with these big issues of the world that we got going on, Lord. And I want to be able to do it through the ministry. Ergo, Living by the Word Ministries came to be. And part of my ministry is that double ambassador thing that you guys heard about. And the reason for all this is, here it is, bottom line for me. Lord, what I believe you put on my heart was to put the Bible in chronological order, in its proper context. This has nothing to do with my lifestyle or anything like that. Chronological order, proper context, on the silver screen, because people look at movies more than they read. People look at videos more than they read. So somehow the Lord put on my heart to be able to put the Bible in chronological order, which I've been doing from the standpoint of posting it on online. People can read it, and I do that myself. But Lord put on my heart to put it on that silver screen in the original places that it happened. Now, you know good and well, I'm laughing at that. It's almost I'm doing like, so who was it laughed at God? Was it Sarah and Abraham laughing because of the age situation? I'm laughing at God about this. And I'm saying, wait a minute, I'm retired now. I got my basic needs taken care of. I'm working in the ministry. And this just happened maybe about 7, 8, 9 years ago. And this is what you put on my heart to do? I'm content with Bible Information Brokers for the rest of my life to the Lord take me home like he took Brian home already. And then this comes up. And I said, Lord, that's billions of dollars. Now, can I be trusted with billions of dollars? I believe so, because I'm the way I live. I'm talking with the Lord. I'm sharing with you guys what's going on with me in regards to that. And so because of that, Eric, the Lord gave me that. But you know what? I was just considering the other day saying, why do I have to wait to get those billions of dollars? This is like maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. I have flight benefits. I can go around the world right now where I can afford to go. It's just a matter of time and fly to all these locations. And I can't put the whole Bible. I'm not in that film industry. But at least I can go do some investigation about those type of things and look into it. But then you know what happened when I started talking like that? Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, oh, he didn't say it like this, like a voice I heard. It's like, oh, really, Daryl, you're going to just do it that way? And if I have you put on a silver screen, I said, Lord, you have to make those funds available. And that's when I came up with this, Fulton 54, God's perfect score in the world of golf. Because of the golf industry, because of how much they give to charities and how they raise so much money for charities in the game of golf. And as I learned about it, that's when God said, by you doing this, he's opening up doors for those large amount of money to be had to be able to do the very ministry that I just explained to you guys about putting the Bible in chronological order in its proper context. That's what I was asking people to share with us about what God may have given them with you, with the marriage stuff we talked about. Me with this particular double ambassador ministry to do it through this way. God prepares a way. God makes those things happen for us. We have to just be committed and available. That's my story. So I guess you want to hear JR's story.
Yes.
The one where I bring him up just for you.
That wasn't the right answer? Yes, bring him up.
JR.
Our good friend JR, that you've known since 17.
Lord Almighty, bless you, brothers. Oh, man, that's a perfect cue and segue. I'm here with my wifey tonight on duty. It's just, I'm only part-time, and, you know, as an LAPD Marine Academy graduate, hoorah myself.
I love that kind of stuff. All right.
I'm telling you, brother. I'm telling you, no coincidence, no error, no mistake, Papa. Good I'm man. From the class of 82 from October 10th. That's like 30 years ago, and yeah. I'm still celebrating with a coffee and cigar here tonight.
My man. Now, JR, in light of what I was saying to the people, even about how the Lord moved upon me to do various things, like even this ministry and stuff like that, and we hear you talking when you call in about the various things you're doing as far as dealing with amazing, your Hispanic brothers in regards to the bilingual ministry and stuff like that, what do you believe that God is moving upon your heart to do?
Okay, wow, this is a perfect, okay, today, this morning, Pastor Juan and Araceli from Inglewood, mm-hmm. shout out to Inglewood, they love you guys. They had no idea that apologetics and hermeneutics would even exist in the Hispanic community. And let me tell you, brother, and Lord help me here, because I don't want to criticize a judge or offend insult none of my people, but you know what? In my Catholic, former Catholic mm-hmm. background, but universal Catholic and Christian, yes, currently,
yeah.
not Roman Catholic. You know, it's sad, brother. There's a lot of religious tradition. And, you know, you don't want to step on no toes, man, of grandparents or parents, you know? So, and even cousins. So now when they see the light of Jesus Christ really working in my life, in my wife and my kids' life, and just in general, you know, and it's just amazing. I'm not shocked and surprised anymore, because I was telling my wife, hey, careful what you ask and pray for.
Because
he's listening.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, like, I just got chills and goosebumps listening to you. I didn't know what the subject, the topic was for tonight, because I had called in earlier, but we had to drop the call because I had a little call over here situation down the street.
Handle your business, but don't tell us too much information. We don't want us to take. We don't want you to check us out.
I hear you. I hear you, man.
But no, getting back to what you just said, man, about how the Lord is moving upon you, because you know the caller before you was a gentleman that you met. That met you, Ryan. I don't know if you heard Ryan's call or not.
I didn't hear Brother Ryan's call. No, not at all.
Yeah, and that's just interesting that you just happened to call in. See, and that, go ahead. Finish your thoughts, brother, because I see that we'll be running out of town soon.
Okay, for sure. I mean, it's just like, it's an amazing thing because, you know, listening to your story, it's not the same as mine, but, you know, I got hurt a little bit at the one on my knee, so I'm only part-time, and it's like I'm putting a couple of cones, and I'm taking care of buildings and private properties and things like that, but it's like my actually golden dream when I was like 20, 21, back right when I met you guys, was to become a full-time LAPD officer because I graduated from the Northeast area where my mom lives over there, you know, and the Highland Park, Eagle Rock, Glendale City area. And it's like, as a chaplain myself, part-time with my pops. My pops visited today, the fellowship, by the way, for a couple, few minutes. You know, he wanted to just say hi to Pastor John and the crew. And he says his regards and respect, you know.
Indeed.
But it's just like the Lord is doing an awesome work in all of us. And if we are just tuned in, like you said, to the reading of scripture more instead of, you know, we watch movies and Netflix and things like that. We get distracted with entertainment. Hollywood City does the best they can to be on point with the theology, which is not always there, you know. But, check this one out. We were at a garage yard sale a couple of days ago this week, long story short, in East L.A., and I found a John MacArthur scripture memory CD DVDs that I'm playing in my car now because, I mean, I got chills and goosebumps because, I mean, I love John MacArthur, even if I don't always agree with his theology, but this guy is just like, it's old school, you know, and Professor Craig Hawkins, of course, knows him personally.
Yeah, let me bounce, JR, let me interrupt you for a quick second, just give you, using that example you just did. And people don't realize this, but this is back before the CDs and all that stuff, but the cassette days, even when the cassette days kind of first hit in ministries, one of the things that John MacArthur's ministry did and some other ministries that I was aware of is that they did all those cassette tapes. And I remember talking to him years ago. I talked to Craig over 30 years ago when he did his broadcast. But that particular ministry, I remember like it was yesterday, and it kind of encouraged me to get involved with this stuff that I'm doing right now because they wanted to do ministry where money is not an issue. Because that's, unfortunately, money is an issue. And what they used to do is sell those CDs at cost. Yeah. At cost. And anybody can call John MacArthur's church, look at the history of that, I think it's Grace to You. And you would see back in the day, those cassette tapes and the cost they was making them available to the community was at cost. I'm not saying every ministry has to do that. We don't, like we talk about, we don't get paid as doing ministry. It's not to be braggadocious. Say it again, sir. And we're doing it because that's what God would have us to do specifically about that. And when that ministry used to encourage me when I called in and asked them about that, because we were making cassette tapes for the various things we're doing now. I still have the cassette tapes of us going back with Living by the Word Ministries way back in the day. So thank you for that information about what you were doing in regards to that, JR. And thank you, man, for continuing as a young man when we met you. I think you were like 17 or so years old when I met you, that you're still on fire for the Lord. And you see that it's not about the numbers, because, man, you may be the person that comes up with the person that's going to take Brian's spot or the next Craig Hawkins or the next whoever. I'm not trying to name drop here, but you never know when you are that individual that God's going to use to get saved that person.
And the thing is, if I tell you, and speaking of numbers, this is a perfect thing. You know, like for example, Billy Graham, who would have thought that Billy Graham got saved at a tent meeting, and he wasn't even going to go. He got invited.
There you go.
I by no means compare myself to Billy Graham or Craig Hawkins. I mean, you brothers have been and still are an inspiration, encouragement, motivators, mentors, older brothers in Christ, mature, hardcore. And it's just like, you know, I'm 46. I'm about to be 47.
Man,
I'm December
11th.
You know,
mind-boggling
so I'm thinking, I cry tears of joy. Literally, I get a little choked up because, and it's not the coffee or cigar. It's just that I get the emotional feelings of, God, gracias. Thank you, Lord, for putting these brothers, those mentors in my life that I can learn and listen and do jokes and take notes. You know, I'm not just a joke taker. Yeah. I'm a meditation note taker, you know?
Man, let me say this, JR, because I'm going to turn it back over to Eric and just simply tell you this, man, that
it's
every single person you name, the Billy Graham, the Craigs, and anybody else who you mentioned, same angels in heaven are rejoicing on the same lost souls that they did for you, your daddy, and everybody else that we think don't have the numbers or do the same ministry, but because God does what he's going to do through us, we have to make ourselves available and not quench the spirit when he is moving in our lives.
Brother, availability is the best choice, because you know what, Pastor Juan in Spanish, it's not a big church, man.
We don't care about numbers, man.
At the park, right next to a police station, by the way, that is a public park right next door. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to tell you, my wife and I were just walking through this East LA street vendor thing, and if I tell you how much I paid for the John MacArthur CD-ROM collection, I probably gave the guy a dollar.
Yeah, that's my point. See, and think about it. That's what I'm trying to say. It's never about the money one way or the other. It's about the intentionality of the heart.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, love you guys, man. Love you guys. We love you guys. You guys keep on walking and talking and rocking it, because there's a lot of people that are hungry and thirsty for that apologetics, hermeneutics ministry to interpret and translate correctly the word of the Lord. And I'll go out with this scripture, if you guys don't mind.
It's 2
Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17, where it says, "And please be equipped correctly, dividing and interpreting the word of the Lord, because we are to be, just ready, with the gospel in and out of season." And, it's just one of my foundational scriptures of all time. It's just 2 Timothy 3:16 in Spanish and in English. And whenever the professor's there with the Hebrew and the Greek and the Aramaic, I love to do the voice impersonation. So don't mix your metaphors there, JR.
Hey, JJ, he's taking your spot.
We got the fireworks in the background, man.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. God bless you. Be safe out there, too, brother, okay?
Love you guys.
Love you, man.
Have a good one.
JR.
We'll see you next week.
All right, brother. God bless.
JJ, you want to say something there?
Yeah, see, I don't get it. Don't get my son there. So.
Actually, I described the word hermeneutics because for a lot of people, it might be a very Christianese word. Describe what hermeneutics is.
Well, since you put that out there like that, it's simply the art and science of biblical interpretation. And hermeneutics, whether it's from the standpoint of the biblical text, I think the whole key phrase is, watch this, a game show that I have coming up. And I've talked about it years ago. What am I going to say? It's like this. It's context. It's like Jeopardy, right? Just think about context, all small letters. That's the category that would be general category. Then it's capital C, O-N-T-X-T, lowercase. That's the second level. And here's the last level, all caps. Because in all caps, in the world of all this cyberspace stuff, you're shouting at people. It's more important. There's more emphasis on that, right? Mm-hmm. Like when Jesus said, truly, truly. So those three things of biblical interpretation, context, 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 is the key. And that is a show that I'm planning on talking to you about and producing and help me produce. And we're going to come back out with it. So I'm doing all this stuff about me because, look, I know more about myself and what God is moving on my heart to do. And you know more about yourself, Eric. JR know more about himself. JJ, and you as well. You're doing things out there also. So since I've shout out to Eric, shout out to Minds, we only have about 3 or 4 minutes left or 5 minutes left. I'm going to give you an opportunity to shout out what you're doing.
Yeah, I do a podcast, and it's on YouTube. It's called The Talking Archive, where I interview classic radio DJs. And then Remy, one of the board engineers and I, do food reviews.
Wait a minute. I've seen some of these.
Wait, let him finish.
Now, no. I'm going to interrupt him. That's my son. I interrupt him when I want to. Now, son, never mind. Go ahead and talk about that. That was eating thing. I've seen a couple of these. And this is it's crazy. Go ahead, man.
Yes, the most recent one is Kellogg's Icy Cereal. And it looks like kind of like Fruit Tricks or whatever, Fruity Pebbles. But it's, icy cereal. One's the icy cherry, the other is the blue raspberry. So you'll find out at the Talking Archive on YouTube whether we liked it or didn't like it.
All I can say is I'm glad I didn't raise you because you would have got a spanking. And I'm going to talk to your real daddy, Daryl, about spanking you for talking with food in your mouth. That's all I got to say about your podcast.
My mom, my parents would never let me eat that type of cereal. Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Rice Krispies was the most sugary cereal.
Oh, my goodness. I'm gonna leave that alone. So, Eric, back to you. I'm not going to let you off the hook. Number one.
You already got on me. What are we doing?
No, we're not getting on you. What we're doing is expressing through you the idea about how we want to encourage the listening audience through your way of encouraging the people to continue living by the word. And when they live by the word, by knowing the word, then they can do ministries. Can you give me some thoughts on that? And then we're going to be closing out momentarily.
Well, I mean, it says it right there, living by the word. The thing about that is knowing the word. And how do you know the word? By reading the word. And what you talk about with your on your Facebook, you're going through the Bible, and talk about that. What is that that you're...
The chronological order.
The chronological mm-hmm. order of going through the Bible. It's kind of hard to live by the word when you don't know the word, right, Daryl?
Indeed, man. And again, look, in all seriousness, the listening audience, when I say, you know, I appreciate you tolerating me, I mean that tongue in cheek, because we really have to tolerate and deal with each other. Yes. And we're mandated by that. I remember in Bible study just a couple of weeks ago, we had a conversation about how the Lord puts things in such simplistic format. And one of the things we were talking about is dealing with conflict resolution. And I'm dealing with conflict resolution, which is a serious, serious pet peeve of mine. Like I said, I came to Christianity from the science of mind. Some of the most beautiful, kind, sweet, wonderful human beings you can meet in your life. A lot of mm-hmm. cults and things like that have wonderful people from a human standard. Whole lot better than a whole lot of Christians I met as far as acting out. Things. And I find out why Christians act out, because they don't put in themselves the word. They don't put enough of the word in a disciplined way. Because if the reality of it, we don't make converts, but we're supposed to make disciples, and not disciples of your favorite iconic pastor or non-iconic pastor, your favorite television or TV personality, whether it's on Bible Information Brokers. PCH is not your example. Easy is not, Eric is not, Brian wasn't your example to be a disciple of. Who was, Eric, we're commanded to make disciples of?
Our Lord and Savior.
Jesus Christ. Too many times in my Christian experience have I seen and heard people say expressions like this. My pastor said, my teacher said, what we teach at my church is what we've heard this guy say on radio, on TV. And there's usually some famous person that you see that's dominating the airwaves. But when I say, but when you read it yourself to check it out, to make sure that what he was saying to you was true, why you got to do that? Easy, why you got to do that? They said it. Why are they going to get up there and tell us a lie? I said, I'm new to Christianity. I'm saying, but didn't the Bible say we're supposed to check things mm-hmm. out? If they did it to the apostles, don't we supposed to do it? Ergo, living by the word. We emphasize living by the word. And I took the ministries off because that's what this broadcast was about, to try to hear from you, the listening audience, and encourage you to, yes, live by the word. But like Eric just said, how are you going to live by it unless you don't put it in you? Unless you don't read the word, study the word, so that you can live by the word. And then when you live by the word, that living is out. You're living by the word out in the ministries that God gives to you. My request for everybody under the sound of my voice now, or if you hear this broadcast archived, is to pray earnestly for yourself. Sincerely, earnestly, JJ, this is for you, my son, my studio son, and everyone else listening. Pray earnestly for yourself that God will give you the desires of your heart. I've heard the two arguments that it means that you ask God for what you desire as an individual coming through your mind and heart and giving it to God and say, God, bless it. But I would like to suggest to you that the more stronger way is God's kingdom. Ask him what he would have you to do. Because if Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, and 10 are correct, the salvation aspect is taken care of by God. But also the work that he would have you to do was taken care of by God for you to do it. Now, why wouldn't you ask him what he wants you to do? That's the practice. Now, if I'm reading that wrong, that if my exegetical or hermeneutics is wrong in that, please correct me. I'm open to that because that, then I can come back and say, well, whatever it is that God meant to give you the desire of your heart, one way or the other, you need to be prayerfully considering it.
I'm hearing some music.
I hear music in the background, too. That means we're coming up to a break real fast at the end of the show. So, Eric, you have a final thought.
Well, you mentioned it earlier, and I don't even know if you noticed it. When you come to Core Church, and they're not promoting Core Church, on one of the walls, it says, there's a God in heaven that loves you, in big writing. And it's whatever you're going through, remember that. Always remember that.
And that's so true. It's so true, Eric. And, JJ, I guess by that music, we have about 30 seconds left. Mm-hmm. I would simply say this. Thank you, bro. Thank you, son.
Thank you, and happy Independence Day, everybody.
Yes. Indeed. And part of your independence should be to make sure that you're right with Christ. And by being right is accepting him. And nothing you can do other than accepting him. Bad language, but good point. My name is Daryl E.Z.D. Fulton, Mama Grace, and Big Daddy's baby boy, saying if the Lord is willing, Eric, next week, we'll be back with the whole Bible Information Brokers team. Pray for Professor Hawkins as he travels. We've always had something unfortunately tragic happen in our ministry when he came back from Nepal. Pray that the Lord would graciously spare us from any of that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.